Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got a special guest in the studio.
We have Hannah from the Homes and Interiors show. Good afternoon, Hannah.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me back.
No problem at all. Now, how many years has the Homes and Interiors show been going?
So this will be the fourth year.
And if I remember last time, you just expanded it to a two-day event.
We had, yes. I was very nervous. So we had a great visitor response. We were overwhelmed with the numbers. We trialled it as a two-day event. And last year, it was a huge success. We had over 1,600 visitors through the door.
Wow. And it's, yeah. it's not exactly in the middle of town, is it? It's
out of town. No, it's a perfect venue for us. So it's got a little bit of everything. And the huge visitor numbers just prove that it is viable doing it as a two-day event, so we're looking forward to doing that again this year.
So what is it? What's in there?
So it's Homes and Interiors show. There's a mix of everything. So it's a homes event. There's we've got a range of quality exhibitors, anything from furnishing your house, architects, design inspiration. You can buy your fire. We've got charmwood stoves there.
Oh, right, yes.
You can pick up appliances for the kitchen. Buy your new table. It really is a big homes event.
Okay, so it sounds like the sort of place you'd go to with your partner and think, I wish I hadn't brought my checkbook.
Yeah, it's definitely a shopping day. It's the sort of thing you can stay there all day. We'll have music going on.
Oh,
there's,
really?
Yeah, there'll be music. There's food vendors. We've got Honey's Donuts for some sweet treats. We've got Pickle and Pear doing some catering. There's lots of workshops and demonstrations taking place, so you can really get stuck in.
So, I mean, it sounds like the island's voted the ideal home exhibition to me.
It is, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. I mean, now, where is it? Is it at Tapnall or Afton Farm, is it?
Yeah, it's at East Afton Farmhouse.
Right. Very famous because of its association with the Isle of Wight Festival as it was in the 70s.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful venue. It's surrounded, well, it's an area of outstanding natural beauty. So the views are breathtaking. But the venue itself, we've got the stone exhibition barns. We've got indoor barns. We've got the farmhouse where we'll have exhibitors and lots of interactive things going on. So within the farmhouse kitchen, we'll have Island Roasted displaying their coffee machines, making some lovely coffee. Coffees for everyone, so you can get involved with that workshop.
We know Steph from Island Roasted very well.
Okay, so you can sample some of their coffees. We've got bits and pieces. We've got the Thermomix machines in. You can go and make some soups or sorbets. So yeah, very much testing out appliances, so very hands-on.
It's if you're redecorating your house, you want some ideas, or it's if you fancy some new cooking stuff, that's all there.
Yeah, everything under one roof, so it is very much like an ideal home show.
I can also hear our station manager making sure his wife can't hear about this.
Yes. Yeah. No, definitely, it's definitely worth attending. For anyone that's into design renovation, just wants to pick up some new bits for the house.
Okay, so and how much did it cost to get in?
So it's completely free.
Oh, free to get in. Yeah, that's a good sell. And is there parking and stuff?
Yeah, so it's free entry, free parking. You get free programs. There's free goodie bags for the first 100 through the door each day, with lots of treats and bits and pieces in. The workshops and demonstrations are all free. So once you're in there, it is a really, really lovely free day out. There are VIP upgrades available to purchase.
Okay.
So if you wanted that...
Sell me a VIP upgrade. What's
so if you
that?
Wanted that extra slice of luxury, the VIP tickets are £30 per person.
Right.
Which includes a glass of champagne.
Okay.
Canapes by Seasoned Kitchen. So really lovely, tasty treats. You get a VIP lounge area, so private lounge, which is furnished by Bayliss and Booth. So
oh, I know. Yes, up on Wooden Way, aren't they?
Yeah. So they've got a large stand in the stone exhibition barn. So you'll see all their beautiful homeware, but they're also furnishing the VIP lounge. And you get premium VIP goodie bags to take away as well.
Right. Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, when is it and what are opening times?
So it's Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of September, both days 10 till 4.
Not far off then, just a couple of weeks.
No, next weekend.
And you're still keeping been calm, are you?
Just about, yeah. It's getting right. Busy, getting busy.
So it's East Hampton Farm. That's on the middle road for those of you who don't live down the west, right, like I do. And it's, so I say, 27th and 28th of this month, free entry, and dozens of exhibitors.
Yes, lots of exhibitors. The barns are bursting with exhibitors. So, this year we've also expanded, and due to high demand, we've got a exhibition marquee on the front lawn as well. So as you come into the venue, there'll be exhibitors straight in front of you.
Sounds like it's pretty much a whole day if you wanted to make it like that.
Yes, yeah.
And do you get much interest from people on the mainland for this? Do you know, is it mostly islanders?
Yeah, we do have a lot of off-island interest as well, which is why we sort of expanded it to a two-day event. It's not just islanders, which is really good for the island, actually, to people coming to the island for an event. Usually, if you wanted to go to a home show, you've got to go off the island for the ideal home show. You'd have to go off the island. So it's really lovely that we've got this for the South Coast. We do have a lot of people coming to the island for the event, and also exhibitors. We've got a lot of off-island exhibitors coming over.
Well, that's great news. It sounds like a really interesting day if you're sort of looking to do anything like that. It sounds like,
yes.
And even just have a nose round.
Yeah.
Even if you're not, it sounds like a great event. And thank you for putting these sort of things on for us, because I know there's an awful lot of work goes into this sort of thing.
Yes.
And it does help bring people to the island, there's no doubt about it.
It does, yes, yeah. It feels like summer's coming to an end now, and it's great to have this autumn island event.
Yeah, it is. And I was just saying, you made sure it's all indoors as best you can. Just
You
cannot guarantee the weather that end of September.
No, you can't, no. It's all within exhibition barns and a marquee. Yeah. We've got the farmhouse, so the majority of it is indoor, which is great. There's a little bit of outdoor. You've got the courtyard there. Displaying sort of outdoor furniture and tables and pieces, but the majority of it is an indoor event.
Leisha, is that something you'd like to go to, do you think?
It sounds like a very wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
Sounds really good. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it. Where can people find out more?
You can find out more. We've got social media pages, so the Homes and Interiors Show, Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
There's also a website, so www.iwhomesandinteriorsshow.co.uk, which is where you can purchase the VIP tickets.
Okay, but if you don't want to be a VIP, you just want to be an ordinary person coming
along,
just turn up and enjoy the day, or both days if you want to go for both days.
Yeah, it'll be very worth
it. It depends how much you want to buy, I suppose. Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for putting those sort of things on for the island.
You're very welcome.
Helps the island and the island business. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll be even more successful this year than it was last year.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.